Welcome back to the Amador County Master Gardener Minute on KVGC Radio with Master Gardeners Betty Olson-Jones and Sandy Hendricks. As we mentioned last week, today let's talk about planting fruit trees.
Sounds good. First, let's make sure you have access to water where you want to plant. Also, if you get bare root trees, but the weather is still thinking it's winter, not spring, and you need to wait a week or more to plant, you'll need to heel in the trees. That's a term that means digging a hole or a trench and laying the tree on the ground next to the trench with the roots in the trench. Then you fill the trench back up, cover the roots, tamping the soil down. You'll want the soil moist so the roots don't dry out, and there are no air pockets for cold to get in and freeze them.
When the weather's nice, it's time to start planting. You'll want to dig a hole just bigger than the depth and width of the roots. The soil in the center of the hole, just below the tree, should be left undisturbed, creating a pedestal. This mound of undisturbed soil will help the tree from settling too deep. Fruit trees should be planted high to avoid crown rot disease. When properly planted, the tree should sit slightly above the level of the surrounding ground. As a general rule, the uppermost large root should be at or just slightly below the soil surface. Tree anchorage is not improved by deep planting, but by subsequent root growth. Also, place your bud union or graft union 2 to 4 inches above the soil line and facing north to avoid the harsh summer sun.
Now spread the roots out around the pedestal. On bare root trees, cut off any twisted or broken roots, but avoid cutting off long roots. Make sure the hole you dug is wide enough to spread the roots. On container trees, make sure the roots are loosened and not bound. Gently pull the roots away from the root ball. After you have the roots arranged around your pedestal, fill the hole with soil, covering the roots completely and then firm down to make sure there are no air pockets. You may then want to create a basin or moat around your pedestal to fill with water. You never want to water directly on the trunk, but out where the roots can absorb it.
And now comes the part no one wants to hear. Head cut the trunk at an angle to the ground about 18 to 24 inches high, or about knee height. That's right, cut it back. And if there are any branches below that head cut that are undesirable or poorly developed, cut them off at the trunk. I know it sounds brutal to cut the trunk back initially, but by doing so, you'll be able to shape your tree as it grows. Then paint the entire trunk from 2 inches below the soil surface to the top with a 50-50 mixture of flat white interior latex paint and water. This helps keep your tree from getting sunburnt.
We can tell you more about training your tree, but it's best to come to one of our classes on pruning or home orchards. Check out our calendar online by Googling UCCE Master Gardeners of Amador County. If you'd like a copy of this Master Gardener Minute, or if you want more on this subject or any other gardening question, call Amador County Master Gardeners at 209-223-6838 or email us at mgamador@ucanr.edu. We're in the office Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.